With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Reaction coming in from world leaders over yesterday's rocket strike at a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. 12 young people were killed in what is the deadliest strike on an Israeli target along the country's northern border since the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah began, and has also raised fears of a much broader regional war. Here at home, former President Donald Trump condemns the White House for creating the conditions which led to the attack, saying it would not have happened on his watch.
Today's attack on Israel cannot be forgotten, and it will go down as another moment in history created by a weak and ineffective United States president and vice president. They wouldn't have done this if I were the president. They wouldn't have done it. And they didn't.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Kamala Harris making plans to announce a running mate by the 7th of August. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
If she meets the August 7th deadline, the vice president will have squeezed the process of vetting, choosing, and introducing a running mate, which typically takes months, into just over 3 weeks. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention will begin voting on Ms. Harris's nomination for president on August 1st, provided that no one else qualifies a challenger. The party's rules does not require a similar roll call vote for a vice presidential nominee. Vice President Harris tapped Eric Holder, the former attorney general who led the vice presidential vetting process for Barack Obama in 2008, to oversee the process for her through his law firm, Covington & Burling. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New research suggesting certain blood tests could help doctors diagnose Alzheimer's faster and more accurately. Confirming if someone's memory problems really are caused by Alzheimer's requires a brain scan or spinal tap to spot one culprit, the sticky amyloid protein. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Supreme Court ordered the state to initially count signatures that were collected by volunteers in favor of putting an abortion measure on the ballot. Justices have issued a one-page order that stops short of ruling on whether a lawsuit over that proposal can move forward. The group behind the measure had sued after the state rejected petitions that it had submitted. This is SRN News. Zoos in hot weather states working hard to keep the animals cool.
At the Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society in Florida, keepers throw big piles of ice onto the black bear enclosure for the animals to wallow in. Otters get ice blocks and frozen fish in their water to play with and eat. Zoo officials say tigers get some especially interesting treatment. The big cats are fed frozen cow bones in a block of ice with sides of frozen goat milk. Zookeepers also are showering giant tortoises with cool water, which they can feel through their shells.
Trapped inside a car, a bear and cub thrashed about. The horn was blaring, radio was blasting. Outside the car, a second cub ran around the Connecticut home. Authorities opened a door, and suddenly Yogi and Boo Boo ran off into the woods safe and sound. The third bear, car's interior is a mess. More details at SRNnews.com.